So on this video and audio today, we're going to explore how we can plan effectively on a weekly basis to make progress towards our self-chosen goals and in turn our personal vision. So what is it? It's planning what you do based on what is most important to you and resisting the urge to do what is urgent, because often the urgent things are less important. When we commit to weekly planning, where we evaluate our past week's success, we look and regenerate our commitment to our vision and mission, and we quickly review our roles and then set an action plan for the following week that takes us in small incremental steps towards our dreams, magic will happen in our lives. In 1 or 2 years' time, when this is habitual to you, you'll just be able to do it. But for now, you need a massive amount of self-discipline to do this every week, and then extraordinary focus to do what you commit to. In your mission statement, if you've chosen personal values such as commitment, integrity, focus, or determination, this is where it's really put to the test. It's where the rubber hits the road. Is the commitment, however, worthwhile? Well, reflect back to your visualization of your 100th birthday, and the answer will be a resounding yes. Yes, we need to be decisive, but that is worthless if we don't follow up with a plan and take action. So how do we go about this? Well, it starts with honest self-awareness. Maybe even doing an activity log to assess how you spend your time at the current moment. Do you spend too much time on easy, pleasant, but unimportant tasks? Too much time reacting to others and not on your own priorities? Crisis managing, perhaps. So it's, you know, doing things where you just easily lose focus. The 7-step process that we encourage you to consider would equally apply to you as an individual for your personal planning, or prioritizing the goals of a department, a team, or even an organization. I'm going to describe this 7-step process in the context of you as an individual. And it starts with your personal vision of your future. Next, you develop a mission statement. And a mission statement is a statement of intent and commitment to achieve your vision. So your vision is your ability to look over the horizon and use your imagination and visualize where you want to be in, say, 5 years' time. And then your mission statement is that statement of intent and commitment that you make to yourself that you're going to achieve your vision. The next thing you do is identify the key roles that you have in your life, or the roles that you need to achieve your vision. Your roles will, of course, include personal and your work or career roles. The next thing that you do is you set yourself goals, but not just set goals, you set yourself smarter goals. So every goal that you set that links to your roles and in turn your vision and mission, they are S, specific, M, measurable, A, achievable, R, realistic, T, time, they have a time scale attached to them, E, exciting, and R, recorded. A goal not written down is no more than a wish. And these goals, as I say, link to your roles and the accomplishment of your vision. The above, these steps here, these 4 steps that I've just described, are the ones so few people actually do. And it's because they are not urgent or pressing upon you, whereas other day-to-day activities are urgent. The next thing that we do is we allocate a time every week to do your weekly planning. And you ask yourself, what important activities will I do this week that will take me towards achieving my goals? And then you need to call on your personal integrity, your focus, and your commitment to take action and do it during the week. Transfer your weekly activity onto daily to-do lists, making sure the high impact activities are at the top of your list. Do the worst first. Lastly, before you plan next week's activities, just evaluate your success of this week's activities. Now, the time you do this each week can vary. For some people, it could be at the end of 1 week on a Friday when you come home from work. Other people might prefer to do it over the weekend or a Monday morning, but you find a time that's suitable for you every week. Now, what this process does is it helps you to plan and prioritize around the most important things, which is crucial to increase our effectiveness. If we know something is important, we will find a way. If not, we will find an excuse. This process also helps you mature from being just efficient, which is being better at what you already do, to being effective, which is what focusing on the right things, and then aiming to become efficient at doing those right things. As I mentioned a few moments ago, we need personal integrity, which involves being the best, most honest, and morally sound version of yourself that you can be. Your integrity may stem from your beliefs, your personal goals in life, or from some other formative experience. We also need commitment, which is the meeting between what is already true and what wants to become real. It is the commitment to becoming who you aspire to be, and it's the one that we must make if we are to manifest the purpose for which we've been born. Focus is so important because it is the gateway to all thinking, perception, memory, learning, reasoning, problem solving, and even decision making. Without good focus, all aspects of our ability to think will suffer. Here's a simple reality. If you can't focus effectively, you can't think effectively. Get rid of distractions and focus, but not just focus, generate pinpoint focus. So review your vision, mission, roles, and values regularly. Highly motivated people often focus too much on execution without spending enough time to think about, am I doing what is really most important to me? Compare yourself only to yourself. Measure results, not intention. Learn and make changes. Letting other people know how you are doing, it will build accountability into your mind. Do a monthly review. Tracking helps you stay focused on what's most important to reaching your goals. It helps you identify potential obstacles and strategies for how to overcome them. It can help you set more realistic goals and stay positive along the way. If any of you have seen the films Schindler's List, well, Oscar Schindler saved lives. We've all made lists, whether it's for shopping, organizing in the kitchen, making a list of the people we need to phone, and the pure act of writing that list helps to force us to do it. It also helps to remember important information. So here are the steps for your to-do list. Choose the medium. Writing on paper or whiteboard deepens your commitment to do it. You can use different colors for different tasks. How many lists do you need? Do you maybe need one for your personal life, one for your professional life, another to-do list perhaps for a project that you're working on? For daily lists, try to keep it to a maximum of 10 important activities. Do remember the Pareto principle, also known as the 80-20 rule. So with your list of 10 things, the Pareto principle says two of those things will deliver greater results than the other eight combined. So know what the 20% is and do them first. Make the tasks specific, not vague. So rather than work on X project, detail the exact tasks you'll be doing. Remember, smarter when setting those goals. You don't need that depth of detail to make the task specific and achievable for you. Make sure you include the information you need. If the task is book that fitness session, add the telephone number. Give a time slot for each task. Don't be too rigid. It will cause you stress. Be flexible. If something else really important comes up that you need to deal with, so be it. You're in control of this. Know how you'll make yourself accountable. Tell someone else. If it's digital, can you share it with someone else? Set a time every day to do this. Many people choose first thing in the morning when they get up or last thing in the evening. Celebrate the small daily victories because it will give you the confidence to make your to-do lists more bold and more rewarding. We all know things that hang around too long and don't get done. So don't let things slip, do them. And lastly, build in breaks. Be kind to yourself. You are on a journey. You need self-discipline, but also pleasure, relaxation, family, friends, hobbies, and of course, don't forget things like exercise. Finally, remember, you need to dominate your list and not allow it to dominate you. We'll say it again, you are in control. So what are the key points here? Well, the key points are, use your self-awareness to honestly reflect on your current strengths and weaknesses in the area of goal setting, prioritization, and getting important things done. Become really clear about what the most important thing is for you, and if you're a leader at work, your team, and even your organization. You know, as I said, the Pareto principle states that 80% of the output is produced by 20% of the input. So it makes sense to be clear about what that 20% is. Do you really know the 20% of things that you could or should focus on? That will generate the big 80% of results. Use the 7-step process described here and commit to using it for a period of 6 months. Then review your progress and assess how your personal effectiveness has improved. Effectiveness is focusing on doing the right thing, whereas efficiency is then focusing on doing those right things right. Select and commit to goals that are very specific to you, but also ones that challenge you. If a lot of your time is taken reacting to other people's demands, be clear about your priorities and become skillful at communicating your priorities to others so it becomes easier to say no to those things that are less important. Willpower, commitment, and determination comes from a purpose. Your purpose lies in gaining clarity over your vision and mission. If you fail to prioritize, you prioritize failure. List everything you want to get done every week that will take you one step closer to your vision. Make sure your plans are recorded. So what are the benefits of doing everything that I've spoken about here? Well, it gives you a clear focus and direction in life. You're going to achieve more success, and you're going to be seen by other people as an achiever. It gives you the optimum use of resources, including the most valuable resource of all, which, of course, is time. By using this 7-step process here and smarter goals, it becomes easier to evaluate your progress. But be aware that vague goals and aspirations result in poor performance. Another benefit is it makes communication with other people easier and more productive. You're going to have less stress because you have increased personal satisfaction and less conflicting demands. You're going to have increased motivation and commitment. You're going to have a quicker achievement of your results. Another big benefit is greater personal control and self-confidence. It helps you overcome putting things off. And lastly, it gives you something to celebrate. So there we are. I hope you've enjoyed this, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.